A reading from the book of Genesis. At the time when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, while as yet there was no field shrub on earth, and no grass of the field had sprouted, for the Lord God had sent no rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the soil. But a stream was welling up out of the earth, and was watering all the surface of the ground. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made various trees grow, that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God then took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. The Lord God gave man this order: You are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. From that tree you shall not eat. The moment you eat from it, you are surely doomed to die. Verbum Domini. O bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are robed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. All creatures look to you to give them food in due time. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine. Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Verbum Domini. Many have often said that you can tell who a person really is based on their reaction from something sudden. Oh, some kind of emergency situation, some kind of incident going on that arouses anger. Now this, the reply, the response is often who the person really is. What, when they catch you off guard, you know, that is what often who we are. And this is what we're seeing here from the behavior of the Pharisees. They, as always, are accusing and questioning and scrutinizing Jesus and the disciples. And Jesus is lighting it up now. I mean, they're bringing this upon themselves. Jesus says that what you've said in the darkness will be revealed in the light. And that's what's going on here. So what Jesus is speaking to all of us today is he's telling us that our hearts should be pure. Oh, that they should be cleansed from all evil, and that we should have a heart that is conformed to his most sacred heart, a heart of mercy, a heart of charity. So here we are again with these Pharisees and the crowd around, and there they are asking Jesus questions. And they are attacking the disciples and Jesus because they, in the beginning of, I'm speaking in context here, in the beginning of this, they are accusing Jesus and his disciples of being unclean because they're not washing their hands before eating. And Jesus is saying is that's not really what makes a person unclean. You know, the Jews at the time had these strict laws. It was from the law of Moses. And then they made laws so that they could observe the laws more faithfully. And yet they were very strict on it as well. Now, and the people who did not have the appearance of observing the laws, they went after them. They were with condemnation. And this is what they're doing with the disciples and Jesus. But Jesus immediately replies, and he says that what a person touches, I mean, like sometimes, you know, you couldn't, if you touched a dead person or a sick person, you were considered unclean. Or if you ate something, like there are certain foods that are not that are not what's called kosher, or there are things of say certain meats like a pig or a certain fish that crawl on the ground, that this, if you were to consume, eat one of these things, then you would be unclean. But Jesus declares right here, he says, you know, eating those things, touching stuff, does not make you unclean. And what Jesus is saying to them, what makes you unclean is what's in your heart here, what makes you sinful, what makes you evil. And since these Pharisees are now accusing and questioning, they are really exposing themselves. I mean, the reaction is anger. And you see this in their confrontations with Jesus throughout the Gospels. You know, Rika, for instance, you remember later on as they're accusing a woman of adultery. You know, that she should be stoned. They're pointing her out to Jesus, the master. And Jesus says, let him without sin cast the first stone. Let him without that sin cast the first stone. Meaning that some of them were engaged in that type of sin. So Jesus then points out what the heart is all about here. And, you know, at another point in Scripture, he says, where your treasure is, there is your heart. See, and this is where it all begins, right here in the heart. What is the treasure of our heart here? It should be Jesus. He should be the center of our lives. Everything we aspire to, everything about us should be focused on Jesus the Lord and strengthening, building our relationship with him and learning how to love like him, you know, seeking him with hunger and thirst, you know, his righteousness. That is where our heart should be. You know, however, we have to examine our hearts. What is the true treasure of our hearts? What's really inside of them? And what's making them that way? Well, as Jesus points out, you know, he says that what comes from the heart, you know, evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, deceit, malice, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly, all of these things, evil stuff, and they're inside of us. I mean, some maybe to a more degree than others, but what's in our minds? You know, what comes across our minds when the emotions stir up? They feel like going beating somebody up. You know, do we harbor these thoughts of hurting somebody? You know, what's really there? If we see somebody who attracts us, what happens in our minds? No, if somebody has something that we like or want, what goes through our minds? Is it jealousy? Or does it lead to envy? No, what's there? So it's always important to examine there. See, here in the heart is where the will is formed. The emotion, here we have the emotions there, the will, and the intentions. You know, our intentions, our will is formed right there in the heart. So if the heart is filled with, or if there is a very heavy dependence on these things, or if there is a lot of these evil things in there, well, what is going to come out of the heart when we're stirred up? Envy, lust, greed, malice, deceit, it all come out there. No. But again, if these things are there, well, hey, what do? We go to Jesus. And Jesus is the one who helps us to have self-control. It is through the love of Jesus Christ, through his mercy, that we can be healed of these things. You know, some of us had these type of thoughts or these things in our hearts because no one ever taught us how not to have them. No, sometimes the people who are most influential in our life were people of, say, malice and deceit or envy. And that's what we grew up watching. And we got kind of a habit of thinking that way. And what does it do at the end? It makes us miserable. But here is Jesus the healer. Here is the one who makes things right. And what we have to, what needs to be done is that we go to him. And there he is. You know, he teaches us just by his very presence. You know, his words here are life-giving, restoring. Now this is what his work here is to bring us closer to himself. And we come just as we are. There he is, embracing us, teaching us, loving us, inspiring us, encouraging us. So here we come to the Lord. You know, and one of the Beatitudes is blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Well, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? It means to know really the truth about ourselves, who we really are, and how much we need God. When we know who we really are, when we see the truth about ourselves, that's humbling. And then we see how much we need the Lord. See, and then there he is. Now ready, always ready to show us his love. And what is the best way to, a great way to go about that, one of the best ways ever? Of course, our prayer, just our talking to the Lord from here, from the heart. Just, Lord, help me. God, heal me. Restore me. Help me to be like you. And then what's very helpful is the sacraments. The sacrament of penance, confession. Because there, of course, is the forgiveness of sins, but there's also healing there. And sometimes some of the wounds of our sin, may kind of incite us to or direct us or move us towards certain sins or certain ways of thinking. But Jesus is the healer again. He will heal that. Receiving the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. There is Jesus coming inside of us, full of love, to nourish, to strengthen us, to make us more like himself. And what is always very helpful is adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Whether it's the Lord is exposed or not, just coming and being with the Lord. There he is present. If you just think about, like, if you're present with somebody, even if you're in silence, you can learn a lot about them just by watching them. Well, think about being in the presence of Jesus. Here he is, all love. There he is, there he is looking at you. You look at him, and over time, there's a transformation. And then the words of Jesus. These words, as the book of Hebrews tells us, they're sharper than a two-edged sword, the sword of the Spirit. They reach bone and marrow. They go deep within us. It's always good to think of the words of the Lord. And the more we're reading the scriptures, meditating on the life of Jesus, the more it becomes a part of us. Easier it is to live. And there, brothers and sisters, is the transformation of the heart. So here's this constant invitation of Jesus to come closer to him, to come as we are, so that he can give us love, so he can purify our hearts, and so that he can make our hearts like his. God bless you all.